Thank you for calling Circus Services. This is Marvin Jackson speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Sri Devi.
This is
I'm Sri Devi. My home address is 4425.
Okay. Do you have your account number? Your order number?
No, I don't have any account. Yeah, okay. I do have the service request. Today, like, a technician is
ma'am. I don't have your account up. Do you have an order number?
Yeah, I do have.
Okay, what's that order number?
One second. It's 613.
Okay.
577.
Okay, you said 613.
577. 533.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
My first name is Sri Devi and my last name is Karemola.
Okay, and could you verify your address?
It's 4425 Cold Springs Court, Cumming, Georgia 30041.
Okay, ma'am, and how may I help you?
Yeah, today I have got a message from your Circa Services that the technician is going to come. Nobody has come yet. It's been like so many weeks. Yesterday, they have scheduled, but when I called the technician, he went to a doctor, so he didn't come yesterday. He didn't show up. And today in the morning, again, today they have scheduled, and in the morning, I got a call from the Circa Services, and they said that the technician is going to come today between 9 to 1 p.m. Until now, he's not yet shown up. I don't know when the technician is going to come. It's been like several weeks. I don't have this the AC. We don't have this AC, and we are getting so frustrated. I'm even keeping on calling my First American warranty too. And whenever sometimes when I call this your service directly it goes to the voicemail. It's so frustrating.
Okay, ma'am. Just a second. Can I place you on hold for just a second?
Yeah.
I'm still looking at the routing, ma'am. Just a second.
Yeah. Hello? 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 Hello?
Okay, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Okay, ma'am, I did send an email over to the corporate office asking that they have the technician reach out to you with a status update, ma'am. Okay.
A technician?
Yes, ma'am, the technician that was supposed to come at 9 a.m. this morning. I did send an email over. Yes, ma'am, I know that. I know that, ma'am. That's why I sent an email over to the corporate office asking that that he contact you, ma'am, with a status update and see what's going on.
See, this is repeating so many times. This is repeating. See, last time when the technician came, you know, he came on June the 23rd, and he diagnosed a leak in the leak. Because of that leak, my refrigerant is getting, it's getting dried, and the AC is not working. Last time he came is June 23rd. Until now, you know, nobody is coming, you know. And have making several calls. Whenever I called to your service, you guys are just sending the email. I don't know to whom you are sending, what you are sending, where you are sending. I don't know. When
I just told you, ma'am, I was sending it over to the corporate office to see what why he hasn't showed up, ma'am.
I'm not getting any reply. I'm not getting any proper response for this issue.
Okay, ma'am. That's...
You might be sending. This is not the first time you are sending the email to your corporate office.
Okay.
This is many times it has been repeated. You guys are sending an email to the corporate office, and they are scheduling an appointment and getting a message. I'm getting a message, and the technician is not showing up. I don't know what is the problem. I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. I can't contact. There's no notes on here why he hasn't showed up, ma'am. So that's the only thing that I can do is send over an email to the corporate office requesting them to find out why he hasn't showed up for today, ma'am.
Can I talk to the supervisor, whoever it is? I just wanted to talk to the supervisor.
Ma'am, there's no one else that you can speak with, ma'am.
It's so frustrating, you know. We are not able to live in the house. You know, it's so hard. We cannot live in the house.
Okay, ma'am. The supervisor would actually do the same thing that I'm doing, ma'am. Is to send over an email to the corporate office to see what's going on, ma'am, with the check.
Now you send.
Hold for a second. I can transfer you over, ma'am. Though, just hold for a second. I can transfer you over.